The peace of the Lord be with you. Amen. We walk by faith and not by sight. The great issues, the great challenges, the great blessings of life, here and hereafter, are ours by faith. These are not sealed to us or made certain to us by slide rule or by test tube. By faith, we obtain the victory. By faith, we live and move. By faith, we please God. By faith, we bring forth the pleasing works of God. Unfortunately, that is the big problem of the world today, and it has always been that way. The world does not want faith. It must be shown. It must see it. It must be convinced on its own. Yes, it even wants to do everything itself, and that which it cannot see, that it will not accept. It is no wonder that our world is so bankrupt, so totally empty, blasted, and vain. It is no wonder that we have all these problems. For it is only by faith that we live and move and have our being. It is only by faith that we triumph and come to that which is God's great and wonderful reality. And our Lord points that out today in this lesson before us. He tells us it is by faith that we obtain. And he says to you and to me, as he said to Peter and James and John, launch out into the deep. We stand on the threshold of the unknown, always. Out there are the great problems and the great challenges. How shall we move into these? By faith. Jesus said to Simon, whose boat he had borrowed for a sermon, it was his pulpit, he says, now, Simon, I want you to go out. Take the boats out into the deep water and let down your net for a draft. Totally irrational. It wasn't reasonable. Well, faith has really nothing to do with reason. Faith is entirely different. It was so unreasonable because these disciples, or these three, they were called to be the disciples, Peter, James, and John, had worked all night long, and they were very experienced fishermen. And they hadn't caught a thing. It was just one of those days when fish just weren't around. Now Jesus says, go out into the deep. Well, everybody knew, who knows anything about fishing, especially in the Lake of Gennesaret, that the fish are not in the deep water. So from every standpoint, it was totally unreasonable. They had absolutely, as far as their human experience and their human knowledge, their human ability was concerned, they had absolutely no guarantee, not even the hope of catching a thing. Unreasonable. But now here we see faith. Peter said, we have toiled all night and haven't caught a thing, but at your word, Jesus, because you tell it to us, you command us, you instruct us, we'll do it. From that point, Peter and James and John moved by faith, didn't they? You know, as you and I, as Christians ever, and as the church always has, So today we face those great, unreasonable, unknown challenges and problems that lie ahead. You are particularly in the same position of Peter, James, and John, for this was a call session for them, really. You're preparing for the holy ministry. You're preparing to be leaders in the church, to lead the people of God properly. And I know as you look ahead, you have many questions. There are many things that face you. What will the future bring? What will I be? Where will I go? How will I do it? What will be the success? Will I obtain? Will I succeed? And I'm sure in these last days, and of course a little earlier when the assignment of calls were given, many a fellow member of the student body wondered, this is a great challenge. How will I succeed? I'm sure they went forth in faith, just as Peter. And let me tell you one thing concerning your school, concerning your own personal life, whatever it may be, the problems and the challenges and the uncertainties, and some of you may have some great problems that you are not sure about. And of course, the great challenge that lies ahead of you. Remember, don't use your reason. After all, you and I aren't that all-fired, smart, and capable. With might of ours, Luther says, cannot be done. Soon were our loss affected. We need to follow the example of Peter and say, Lord, at your word we will go and let down the net in the deep, where we know there's nothing. Launch out into the deep and let down your nets. And Peter and James and John did. And just like that, the water was alive with more fish than they had ever seen in their whole life. Their nets, in the matter of moments, were filled with great big fish. And you can just see them overwhelmed, pulling in these fish, filling up their boats till they were ready to sink. Faith is always, always productive. You may be sure of that. Your faith will never fail. Faith in the promises of our Lord and of our God, they're sure. Those promises will not fail, and faith in them will not fail. You shall obtain the victory. Peter, James, and John learned that lesson so dramatically. This was a great miracle, and they recognized it. They saw that their faith made this miracle a reality. Not that they did it, but they followed the Lord. They believed in Him, and they saw what the Lord did for them. And when they came to the shore, overwhelmed in the presence of the Lord, and they recognized Jesus as the Lord God, Peter said, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man." Is that so strange? Didn't all of the great men of God, when they saw the majesty and the power and the glory and the reality and the miracle of God, didn't they all respond the same way? Israel said, "I am not worthy of the least of all of the mercies and the truth that you've shown to your servant." Moses, standing on holy ground in the presence of the Lord in the burning bush, said, "Lord, I cannot go. I'm not able to. I can't speak." Isaiah, trembling in the temple at the sight of God and the seraphim with the six wings each, overwhelmed when God said, "Whom shall I send?" He says, "I can't go. I can't go. I am a man of unclean lips." The angel came with a coal in the tongs from the fire of the altar. And so Peter said, "Lord, depart from me, I'm a sinful man." I'm sure that when you see, and I believe that all of you have, and I know all of you will again and again, as I have seen many times, when you see the mighty response of God to faith, the mighty works that God works for us, we are overwhelmed and we feel so unworthy. And there will be times when you might feel unworthy to be the minister of the Lord Jesus Christ, just like Peter felt when he saw this mighty miracle of the fish. And Jesus said to him, "Come, follow me, I will make you a fisher of men." What a wonderful way to be called. Here Peter, James, and John received the direct call, and Jesus had demonstrated his power to work the impossible, the unreasonable. And he said, "Now I will make you fisher of men." Keep that in mind, dear friend. For great are the odds and great are the problems. Sometimes they seem insurmountable, both personally and professionally in your ministry. Only believe. Faith, even a little faith like a mustard seed, can move mountains. The faith of Peter resulted in that marvelous miracle of the fish. And Peter learned later that this miracle continued as Jesus said, for he with the other apostles went forth. And that too was unreasonable. For when Jesus said, "Go into all the world and make disciples of all the nations," that seemed an impossible task. But they went, trusting the Lord Jesus. The rest is history. The church and the Christian have always risen above all of these impossible, unreasonable things, and have gone from strength to strength, from power to power, from victory to victory. And it is always by faith, faith in Jesus who commands us. Jesus makes the impossible very real. And that is true also, as we will experience in moments. For it doesn't seem reasonable that a little bread and a sip of wine can have any great import. And yet we know Jesus is there. And Jesus says, "Come, my body, my blood, that cleanses you from all sin, that makes you mine, that makes you children of God, and that gives to you the power." By faith, this wonderful, which seems to the natural man unreasonable gift, the body and the blood of Jesus, becomes our wonderful strength and blessing. So then the Lord says to us, "What are you waiting for today? Get up, go out, heroically launch out into the deep." Hopefully our response will always be, "Lord, at your word we'll do it. We believe." Amen.